Hey, this is Chris Lane, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. And today, joined by someone that just sort of went boom, and here they are. The wonderful Chris Lane, and boom really is just the right way to describe how you came onto the Australian country music landscape. It was such a big explosion when you turned up that I've now got a broken windshield view.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. This is, I got to say, this is my first Australian interview.
Oh,
so I'm very excited right now.
That is so going in the promo. Well, look, I'm really, like, before we got the release here in Australia, there was so much support for you over in the States that, you know, I was sort of going, okay, well, I got to hear this guy. I got to see what's going on, because you've been quite successful over there in the States, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. The thing I want to talk about now is I want to get to know you. Where did you come from? Where did that voice come from? Tell me the Chris Lane story.
So I grew up in a small town in Kernersville, North Carolina. And I played sports my entire life. Never did I ever think that I would be playing music. So I moved on and played college baseball. And I had a, you know, great time doing that. When I finished college baseball is when I started learning how to play the guitar. And it, you know, kind of took off from there. You know, I had a love for music that I never knew I had. And it's pretty wild that I went from playing baseball in baseball stadiums to now playing music in baseball stadiums.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very exciting.
And, you know, baseball isn't huge in Australia, but, I mean, over in the States, that's like almost celebrity status is to be a baseball player over there. So, I mean,
yeah, baseball is huge here.
So, I mean, when pardon my limited knowledge of baseball, but was your strength pitching or batting?
My strength was batting and fielding, actually.
Ah, good hand-eye.
Maybe a little more of a fielder, but you know, still had a pretty decent college career.
Yeah. So, do you miss the baseball side of it?
You know, I do, but at the same time, I'm having the time of my life, and one of the beautiful things about playing, you know, music in baseball stadiums is before the shows, you get to take batting practice, which is, which, you know, makes it extra special for me. I'm having the time of my life getting to do all that stuff.
And I suppose the other thing, if you look at it, as far as from a financial point of view or a work point of view, you can be a musician far longer than you can be a pro baseball player. And there's far less surgery as well.
That's absolutely right.
So you got the best of both worlds. I think that's really clever, mate. Well done. Well done. You've moved from baseball to music. And I noticed that Florida Georgia Line are very, very much in your corner. They just absolutely adore your work. And there's, like, they'll tweet about you. They say very, very complimentary things about you, and rightly so. I mean, Broken Windshield View is fantastic. So how did that relationship start?
Well, I am managed by the same guys that they are managed by, so I made a friendship through that. And, you know, we kind of became best buds, and then they asked me out on a few of their tours, and then this big summer tour with Nelly, of all people, and you know, we just kind of grown in our friendship, and I've learned a lot from those guys. I mean, they've been like brothers to me out there on the road, and the fact that I get to watch them every night after my set and learn from two of the best in the business, you know, was huge for me, and the fact that they selflessly promote me, you know, just goes to show what kind of guys they are. I mean, they're just two of the best guys I know, for sure.
Well, yeah, when I was in the States, I had an opportunity to sit down and have a chat with them, and they just seem to be really fun, genuine guys. And
yeah, they are, for sure.
You know, you are totally influenced by the company you keep, and I think they keep very good company with you. Now, let's talk about the song "Broken Windshield View." It was produced by Joey Moy. How was that experience working with such a good producer?
I mean, it's amazing that, you know, I come from a small town and not really know how all of this stuff works to being able to work with somebody who works, you know, with Florida Georgia Line, Jayco, and then the success that those guys have had. And, you know, I just think it's amazing that I have the opportunity to work with, you know, such a great guy. And the Broken Windshield View is one of those songs, you know, the song title immediately jumped out and grabbed me. Before I moved to Nashville and continued in the music, I was actually working a landscaping job on the side for extra money, and my work truck had this huge crack across the windshield, believe it or not. But, you know, I feel like for anyone who grew up out in the country like I did, anybody could relate to this song. Maybe it's because they don't know how to pave the roads out here, but, but yeah, it's just, you know, the song was just fun. It was upbeat. It was rocking. It was my style. I loved everything about it. And, you know, I don't think I could have a better producer, you know, making my record for sure.
Well, Joey did a great job there, and also we've got to give credit to the hit makers that wrote it, Rodney Clawson, Shane Miner, and David Lee Murphy, for putting something together that it's almost like it was written specifically for your voice, because your vocals on that and your interpretation of it, you really did make that song your own.
Well, hey, I really appreciate that. You know, those guys, they're killing it in Nashville right now. I mean, it seems like every song you hear on the radio is a Rodney Clawson song. But, you know, I'm just thankful that they took a chance on me with that song. And, you know, I was really excited that I got to cut it. And, you know, I think it turned out pretty good. So I'm excited to see where it takes me.
Well, I'm quite sure that this is not the last that we've heard from you. I mean, you've done a whole heap of stuff in the US, as in opening for the band Perry, Eli Young Band, Lee Bryce, Chris Young, Brantley Gilbert, and a whole heap more, doing heaps of shows across the states. Really pleased that you had time to chat to me today. And also, for everyone at home, if you'd like to partake in the pleasures of Broken Windshield View, it is available for download on iTunes, as well as where all good music is sold. Because, of course, if they don't sell Chris Lane stuff, they don't sell good music. Thank you so much, Chris Lane.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I grew up here with a Wrangler's black top. The headlights on the interstate don't stop. Any man worth his weight plows a straight road. And all our money is the grain in the silo. And there's just enough homegrown pretty girls going up around here that like to sip cold beer. Yes, a blank and you mess it kind of town. The kind of place that makes the world go round. My wheels have rolled on this red dirt. My hands have got scars from the hard work. Me and my friends unwind on the outskirts. A Friday night's might get a little black and blue. I'm out here riding high on a lift kit. I see the world through a crack where a rock hit. I am who I am. I do what I do. Look at that life from a broken windshield view. Got a handful of barbed wire, a bale of hay, and a patched up spare tire. Cross on the chain hanging from a rear view. Fifth in a brown paper sack, packing 80 proof. Well, sun dropping off into that cornfield. Thunder headlining, coming right behind it. These two lane roads ain't paved in gold. Man, flying gravel's all I know. My wheels have rolled on this red dirt. My hands have got scars from the heart. A Friday night's might get a little black and blue.
another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.